Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, open events for the festival hall to show what it may look like in the future. Do you want to find out more about locally generated renewable energy? Liss Parish Council has started its consultation on the village centre redevelopment. And here's Amy with details of what's on around the Petersphere. I'll have details of all these Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Labour will pledge to renationalise the railways if elected in what the party is describing as the biggest overhaul to our railways in a generation. A Labour government would expect to transfer rail networks to public ownership within its first term. They'd achieve this by folding existing private passenger rail contracts into a new body as they expire. Two teachers and a pupil are in hospital after a stabbing at a Welsh school. Police say a teenage girl's been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder following the incident at a Man Valley school in Carmarthenshire. The victim's injuries are not life-threatening, say officers. Here's Superintendent Ross Evans from Dafydd Powys Police.
I'm aware that there is footage circulating on social media, and I would ask that this is kindly removed to preserve the integrity of the ongoing investigation and to avoid further distress to those involved. I would also ask that people do not speculate whilst there is a police investigation ongoing.
A major report has found that girls in the UK are drinking, smoking and vaping more than boys. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization have also revealed that England is top of the charts globally for child alcohol use. There were bizarre scenes in central London as five military horses ran loose for miles through the streets. They'd been spooked by builders dropping rubble from a height right next to them while on exercise. Here's Lieutenant Colonel Matt Woodward from the Household Cavalry.
Three of our soldiers have incurred injuries which are not deemed to be life-threatening, while our horses have all returned to Hyde Park Barracks and are undergoing veterinary care. Thankfully, considering the frequency of exercise and numbers of horses involved, this type of incident is extremely rare.
And Everton have dealt Liverpool's title hopes a major blow in the Merseyside derby. The Toffees 2-0 win denies their arch rivals a chance to go level on points with Premier League leaders Arsenal. From Radio News Hub, I'm Edward Breslin.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Mike Waddington at Petersfield Shine Radio. Open events for the festival hall to show what it may look like in the future. Petersfield Town Council will be holding drop-in sessions to view drawings and the planning application. There is an opportunity to look round the building as it stands and a chance to ask questions. We spoke to Councillor Chris Page, Chair of the Public Hall Committee.
There's the possibility of having a walk round with members of our halls team around the actual festival hall. If you haven't seen it, including backstage, not everyone gets to see that. So you can actually see what the halls team have had to do whilst we've been waiting for planning permission and see actually what state the building's in. It's a public building, so you know people should be able to see, and it's the opportunity to get just to refresh people's minds, memories of actually what we want to do, the future plan, the ideas that we've got on the council for what we want of the building, because it's such a significant building to Petersfield.
The drop-in sessions are on the 29th and 30th of April, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Do you want to find out more about locally generated renewable energy? Energise South Downs are hosting the first of their workshops on renewable energy. They will explore the types and scale of renewable energy that could meet the needs of local people within the area. They explore what would be feasible and communities feel is acceptable. We hear from Catriona Coburn and Catherine Hewitston from Energise South Downs.
Future Energy Landscapes workshops actually come from a group called the Centre of Sustainable Energy based in Bristol, and it's all about working with local communities, thinking about renewables.
It's a way of engaging local people in a conversation about reimagining their energy systems. So we take them through a process by which they understand what their community's energy use might be, and then we walk them through their landscape to kind of connect with where they live, their favourite spaces. Then we do a little bit of education, so we actually enable people to understand a little bit more about what wind and solar and heat pumps really are.
Liss Parish Council has started its consultation on the village centre redevelopment. Parish Councillor Andy Smith spoke to Shine Radio about it.
In the summer of 2022, we undertook an extensive consultation of residents, businesses and stakeholders to understand what people wanted to see improve in the village and what they liked about the village centre. This work was started because in the neighbourhood plan we have a commitment to improve the village centre, so we wanted to deliver on the neighbourhood plan commitment. And we have worked with Hampshire Services, which is a part of Hampshire County Council, to develop designs for the village centre, which take in people's feedback and which we are seeking to get people's views on. And we have a consultation that's open at the moment. It runs to the 2nd of June this year, and you can access the consultation online. So we really want residents to come and look at the consultation document, look at the designs and give us their feedback.
And here's Amy with details of what's on in the Petersphere.
On Saturday the 27th of April, we have colour blending tapestry weaving workshop from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Petersfield Museum and Art Gallery. Also on Saturday the 27th of April, have a go at radio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. with Petersfield Shine Radio at Petersfield's Festival Hall. On Sunday the 28th of April, we have Vintage, Antique and Militaria at Petersfield Festival Hall, and you can see more local and current events at shineradio.uk.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning, I'm Anne with your weather for Thursday. Across the Petersphere, we will have sunny intervals to start the day, getting more cloudy and showers at lunchtime, then a mixture of sunshine and showers in the afternoon with a gentle breeze. Top temperatures will reach 11 degrees. It will become more cloudy overnight with lows of 3 degrees, and tomorrow we will have a cloudy start with a chance of showers at lunchtime. Have a great day.
Travel news. Driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hey, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Station Road just closed at the crossing today. A diversion is in place. Work continues on Winchester Road. The lights remain in place there, together with the additional works on Frenchman's Lane, so do expect delays there. Cookspond Lane remains closed with a diversion in place. And in Berriton, Kill Lane remains closed and the lights are in operation on Greenway Lane again today. And off the A3, the Western Lane is still closed. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500, or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood.
Now you can see inside Shine Radio.
Our interactive evening in Petersfield will put Shine Radio listeners behind the mic.
Give you the chance to make the news.
Here's the news.
Literally.
And let you turn the tables.
On our turntables.
It's free and backed by the Mayor of Petersfield.
So don't just listen to Shine Radio. Have a go.
Have a go at radio. Saturday the 27th of April from 5 p.m. in the Festival Hall Rose Room. Full details at shineradio.uk.